You've August Falchuk with Gian Corcum and Luke Claskill and a shock to the show with me, Tom Cormack, as always on a Wednesday night with you until 9 o'clock. And, well, all has got a very interesting programme lined up for you. And, of course, the inter-county football season is all but finished, or is finished in actual fact, but thick in club action right around the country. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on. But I'm delighted to see my special guest tonight is legendary Radio Kerry commentator, All-Ireland winning goalkeeper, All-Ireland referee, Uisce Fogarty. Uisce, very good night to you.
Good night, Tom, and nice to talk to you.
It is indeed. We haven't talked in a while. Tell me, looking back, how are things in Kerry?
Well, things in Kerry, they're at a kind of a standstill at the moment, Tom. It's kind of getting ready for next year. We are now, naturally enough, we'd have been disappointed that we didn't win the All-Ireland, but we weren't just good enough. So things are being prepared for next year. As everybody probably knows, your listeners will probably know that we don't have a manager at the moment, so they're sorting that out. So to answer your question, things are at a bit of a standstill at the moment.
Yeah, well, of course, you had your success with your minor team and a fifth in a row, so things aren't that bad.
Oh, Tom, we wouldn't say things are bad at all, for that matter. Things are good, really. And not alone did the minors win five in a row, but the juniors are also, after doing tremendous work, they're after winning four or five in a row also. So when you look at that, Tom, and you look at the minors and the juniors, the minors winning the five in a row, and they're moving up slowly to the ranks. They move up to junior, and they use the junior competition down here very much. And they move up towards the ranks, bringing the rest of the players into senior.
Yeah. And tell me, what happened to seniors? Because obviously it was very disappointing, even the fact that you didn't qualify from the Super 8s.
Well, what happened to them, Tom, was that they just weren't good enough. It was as simple as that. There was too many players going off, and there was a lot of young players coming on. They were trying to mix the older with the younger, and it didn't work. So it was very simply, they weren't good enough. And Dublin, of course, were ruling all around them, and they'd be the team that Kerry tried to beat, but they wouldn't be good enough for them. So to put it in a nutshell, Tom, Kerry simply were not good enough this year.
Yeah, but obviously, nevertheless, you would have expected to qualify from the Super 8s in the first year. You know, that's even below Kerry expectations.
Well, it would be, I suppose, Tom, as you would say, all right, but still in all, a lot of people weren't happy with the management. There was a lot of a kind of strange decisions being made, and when the team went out to play in those Super 8s, they just weren't good enough, and that's accepted now. Signs by Eamon Fitzmaurice has stepped down, and there's a complete whole new development coming in to run the senior team. And it's a management, by the way, Tom, I was surprised myself to find out that it's a management team that they're putting in charge of the team. The chairman of the county board has stated that that's what they're putting in, a management team. Whatever that will mean, now we'll have to wait.
Yeah, well, I actually heard, the Limerick hurling manager say recently he had a backroom team of 25.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this, the Kerry backroom team is touching up towards that also, because they have a lot of men behind the scene, and I think that's general now with the top counties, Tom. I mean, Dublin have set the standard there, and that's kind of general, really, with all the top counties.
And any word, any mention of who's going to head up this management team? Because, you know, every management team is going to need a manager at the same time.
Yeah, there's a lot of names being mentioned down here, and the name that's topping the list down here really is Peter Keane, the minor manager, who has trained the minors for the last 3 years and trained them to win the All-Ireland. Now, Peter has never trained the senior team, but he has previous experience also. He knows his stuff. Jack O'Connor is also in the running for the course, and Jack O'Connor, if you're looking for the most experienced man, Jack O'Connor would be the most experienced manager available. I have no doubt, Tom, that any county of the 32 counties in Ireland would take Jack O'Connor as their manager.
I've heard him mentioned for the Mayo job. That's vacant as well. So do you think, would he go to Mayo, or would a Kerry man leave if there was an offer on the table at home?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't rule it out if he was offered it. I don't think it will happen, but you asked me would he take it. I wouldn't rule him out, Tom, no.
Yeah, certainly he knows how to do it in Kerry. He's done it twice before at senior level, and of course has enjoyed great success at underage as well.
Oh, he has, yeah. He's trained at, two All-Ireland minor winning teams, and then the seniors. He knows his stuff, Tom. I've watched him training, and I've seen him train at various other teams. He certainly knows his stuff, and not alone that, he's ruthless. And he won't put up with any kind of nonsense from any player whatsoever. And now, of course, there's a huge volume of young players coming through. They have won the last five minor All-Irelands. And just take it that give them a panel of 20 in those five minor All-Irelands, you're talking about 100 minor players that have won All-Ireland titles, Tom, in the last 5 years.
Yeah, certainly. And funny, I remember it's not that terribly long ago since me and you were talking about, shall we say, the lack of success at minor, what, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago?
It was. We often discussed this. It's true for you. Your listeners will remember it well. And what happened was then, they took the bull by the horns down here, and thereafter setting up, they have a great way of bringing the players through down now here, Tom. Of course, we have a complete new setup down here. There's four or five new pitches after being opened, and there's new gyms and everything under the one roof, and that's adding greatly to the whole thing. But what's happening is the county boards have set up development squads. And we say there'll be a development squad now at under 15, and that for the north of the county and for the south of the county. And you'd have a committee in charge of those. And then you have one coach in charge of the committees, whereas you'll have about six coaches who'll be teaching the players how to play the same brand of football. That's what they're doing now, Tom. That's the secret. Playing the same brand of football. So every development squad that goes out under these selectors, they're being coached to play the very same as the team below them and the team above them. And if you notice the minors and even the juniors over the last number of years, that is exactly how they have played. They play a short ball and they play a lovely long ball.
And how is that going down in Kerry in general? You know, is that not stereotyping the players a bit, or, you know, kind of maybe creating robots, or...
You know, Tom, it's gone down very well, because people can see where the progress is coming from and all the work that's been put into it. So it's been accepted, of course, by everybody. I say, really, I haven't heard anybody give out about it.
Yeah, well, I suppose when you're having success like what you've had, like, it's phenomenal success. Like, Kerry never had a run like that before at minor.
Never, Tom. They won four in a row way back in the early 30s. But it's an amazing... When you look at it, I mean, this year now, they had to put out 20 new players in comparison to last year. Not one of last year's panel was playing this year. They're completely new men altogether. So it's all down to bringing them through. And the big trick, Tom, the big trick is having the right man in charge. I mean, Jack O'Connor has proved himself now. Peter Keane has proved himself. And you have various fellas like that coming through. Maurice Fitzgerald has been a selector this year. I wouldn't rule him out of anything either.
Mm. It's a big step up, though, isn't it, from managing a minor team to managing a county inter-county senior team?
Oh, that's a huge setup altogether. But I've seen Peter Keane in action now. 4 years ago there, he came into Killarney. He's the manager of a Super Value store in Killarney. I see he came into Killarney and he took over my own club, Killarney Legion. And we hadn't gone to county final. We hadn't won one for 50 years. And he brought us to county final on the first go, Tom. It was a miracle he performed. We were beaten in the replay by South Kerry in the final, but I can tell you, I watched him closely, and he has something. There's no doubt he has something, and it was very evident that he was going to go on to greater victories.
Tell me, Dublin, you mentioned there, have set the bar. What do you make of Dublin?
Well, to tell you the truth, and I said this to you before, Tom, I love watching them playing. I'm a great admirer of Dublin, and I think they're a great value to the association, and they're a credit to the association. At the moment, they're simply, I won't say they're unbeatable, because there's no team unbeatable, but the only way that you can beat them is you'll have to be able to take every chance you get and hope that they'll run into fairly poor day. If you don't take all your chances and against them, and they don't run into a poor day, and they get into this rhythm where they can work that machine, that wonderful machine, that they can work the ball into the scoring area. You just can't stop them, Tom. I think they're a credit association.
What impresses you most about them in their play and the type of play?
What impresses me most about them is their actual movement, Tom. Their play, the way they run and pass and kick. When they're kicking the ball into the forwards, I watch it constantly now. They're never kicking a high ball. Never a high ball into the square. They're all going in dinky in front of the forward inside. And the man inside is always running into the open space. Always into the open space. And they get into this rhythm then where they can play the ball around. Don't give it away. And wait until they get into a situation where they have a chance of a score. Maybe a 60-40 chance. Not a 50-50 chance. But a 60-40 chance. Yeah, they can play it. They can play it rough, all right, and they can play it tough, but they come out, they play their game, they win their games, they go off. You won't hear much about them, Tom, and they're training away again. They'll be going for 5 in a row now this year, and at the moment I couldn't see anything stopping them anywhere.
Yeah, there's at least 5 in them, isn't there?
There's at least 5, Tom, and the only thing that might catch a good team would be maybe a bit of staleness might creep in. That's the only thing. A bit of staleness might creep in.
Yeah, but having said that, Jim Gavin seems to be bringing 2 or 3 new players through from nowhere every year, especially this year.
He is. He's brilliant to bring players through. And a player has to be exceptionally good in Dublin. I know a friend of mine in Dublin tells me that you have to be twice as good as what you are if you want to get on the Dublin team. And all these underage players they've brought through recently there now, they've been all good players, but they won't get on the Dublin team until they're twice as good as what they are.
And tell me, what do you make of the rest of the field? Tyrone, Galway, Mayo, Kildare?
Kildare, very disappointing. I thought there'd be one team that would come out of Leinster, Tom, now this year and do much, much better. But they're a team that comes so far and they don't seem to be able to come far enough then. They can come to such a stage, but they just can't push it on. Tyrone gave Dublin plenty of it, I know, this year. And if they had taken their chances, they might have done much better. But they're still lacking behind Dublin. And they're lacking good scoring power. They're inclined to go into this defence. And I don't think that suits their game so much, Tom. But I don't think they're going to win in All-Ireland for another few years.
And what about Galway?
Galway, coming along nicely, Tom, but at the moment they're not ready for Dublin. They'd be ready for a lot of teams now, I'd say. And I don't think they're ready for Dublin. It'll be another 2 or 3 years, but they'll have learned an awful lot this year. What's happening is, of course, all the rest of the counties are learning. They're all trying different ways to beat Dublin. And another good thing about Dublin is the game that they're playing and the fast-moving game and the passing and the movement. The other counties are beginning to go back to that, and the football is beginning to look a little bit better.
Mm. And tell me, as a former goalkeeper, you know, Stephen Cluxton certainly has set the bar in terms and brought goalkeeping to a new level.
I think Stephen Cluxton has changed the face of Gaelic football, Tom. I have never seen any one player change the face of football as much as Cluxton. I mean, he's unbelievable, isn't he? I mean, he's after captain Dublin out of 4 in a row, and those kick-outs with his left and his right, and he can ping a ball right on top of a man. He's unbelievable. There's no... We were talking about Dublin again a while ago. If anything happened to Cluxton, there's no doubt at all about it, it would definitely take Dublin down a notch. And if anything happened, if Gavin gave up the managership, it would take Dublin down a notch. I don't think, Tom, that there's anybody to replace the two of those.
Yeah, certainly Gavin has a, you know, and he's a very quiet, unassuming type of guy, but obviously he's met a stern stuff.
Oh, he's a queer hawk, that fella. He knows what he's doing, Tom. He knows his football inside out and upside down. And do you know what he looks like? He looks like a great man manager. He knows how to handle people, and he knows how to lead people, and that stands to him greatly. You'll never see any trouble in the background there. You'll never see any of the subs throwing tantrums or anything like that. He can lead them all. And, of course, at the end of the day, then, he brings another one of their strongest points, of course, and everybody, all your listeners will know this. They're bringing on players at the end who are better than the players they're taking off. How many counties can say that? I don't know anyone else. They're bringing on better players than they're taking off. So you're unbeatable when that happens.
And tell me, there's a lot of people of the opinion that Dublin have an unfair advantage, huge population, playing population, huge finance behind them. We hear, you know, of Dublin players getting meals delivered to them, you know, getting free cars and all that type of thing. Where are you on that? Do you feel maybe that they have gone too far?
Well, in relation to that, Tom, I know that a lot of the Kerry fellows are getting free cars. They might be getting meals delivered to them yet because their fellows, they like a bit of bacon and cabbage to keep them tough and keep them strong. But against that, then, how is it so that Kerry have won 5 minor All-Irelands in a row and Dublin haven't won any in the last 6 or 7 years?
Yeah.
Well, how would you answer that?
Well, I don't know. They're not. They're obviously feeding the minors better in Kerry than in Dublin. But
they are now, yeah.
But obviously, but could that catch up on Dublin?
It could, Tom. They're not going to be unbeatable all the time because there are swings and roundabouts, and they'll keep going. They'll be like Kerry. They'll always be there. You must remember Kerry won the 4 in a row, and they dropped down for a good bit. and they're back again. So it could come against them, but it will all depend on the setup. They have a great secretary there, and John Costello, of course. He's one of the back room men up there in the Dublin County Board. For all this to happen, it's not just Jim Galvin that's doing it. You have to have a great background. You have to have a great county board, and you have to have men with great vision. You have to have a great manager, and you have to have plenty of discipline.
Yeah. That's the voice of Rishi Fogarty, the legendary Kerry commentator nowadays and broadcaster on Radio Kerry, of course, a former All-Ireland winning goalkeeper and an All-Ireland referee. Tell me, Rishi, what did you make of the Super 8s?
Super 8s, I think will take another year or two, Tom, before they're sorted out. I thought they were good. The only thing is, it's very hard now to get into the rhythm that the football is over completely. The inter-county football, the club championship football is going very strong down here at the moment. As a matter of fact, the local favourites, Dr. Crokes, were beaten sensationally here last Sunday in the county championship. They were 9 points up at half time and they lost by 3 points to Kerns O'Reilly's. And the star of the game was Sean Welsh, the former Kerry player who now plays with Kerns O'Reilly's. However, the Crokes were still in it. It was a knockout. But the county championship is going strong, so the Super 8s give the county championship and give the players in the county a good opportunity. I'll wait till I see, Tom. I wouldn't pass judgment on 1 year yet. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah. And overall, the standard of football, how do you feel it is? There's a lot of talk about, you know, that football is falling behind and the comparison is made with hurling and a great hurling championship this year and hurling, the football doesn't have the same excitement.
Tom, there's no doubt at all about it. The football wouldn't touch the hurling. No, we're not a hurling county down here in Kerry. We're hurling well, all right, and they're doing well, and they're winning a lot of underage titles and everything. But you know what? I'd rather watch a good hurling match any day than a football match, because the football definitely has deteriorated over the last number of years. And we see Dublin at it, we see the club teams at it, getting the ball in the middle of the field and holding on to it for 1 minute and 2 minutes and 2.5 minutes, passing the ball around. I mean, that's not football at all, Tom.
Yeah, we had a situation up in this part of the world at the weekend, in actual fact, in the Derry Championship. Slochneil, of course, a team you know pretty well and is pretty well known. They were playing Mahara Felt in a first round game, and Mahara Felt, I think, parked everybody behind their own 45. And one of the Slochneil players at one stage, Slochneil won the game, low scoring game, 10-6 or something. But Paddy Cassidy, the midfielder for Slochneil, he held the ball and soloed it standing up and just moving slowly for 5 minutes at one stage.
Are you serious? So I mean, Tom, so that's not football at all.
Yeah.
So I mean, people paying good money to go and see men soloing the ball for a few minutes. So that's not football at all. I don't know. Nobody can deny the fact that the standard of football has gone backwards.
Yeah, and yet you have Dublin playing good football.
You have Dublin playing great. great football. I love watching them play and I look forward to it. Tyrone play nice football there now this year. They've played well enough and we are going to be waiting to see now what's going to happen in Kerry, because as you know, Kieran Danny has retired now and there'll be maybe one or two more retire, and that'll leave the field open for whoever comes in to put out a completely new team, Tom. Completely new team of new fillers. And with this young star, David Clifford now, he scored 2-2 for his championship side last Sunday. And by the way, that David Clifford, he has a brother also who plays centre forward. He scored 2-3 for the same team last Sunday. You'll see him getting a run for Kerry also.
And tell me, overall, in terms of Munster, Cork seem to have gone by the wayside altogether.
There must be some fierce internal problems in Cork, Tom. They're going to weigh down the hill altogether. And they seem, you know what? I'm surprised that Cork haven't brought in a top outside manager. I think that's what they needed for a few years to get them back on the road to recovery and to get them straight, because I don't know, there must be a lot of internal problems going on there. It's a pity really, because Cork are a great sporting county and their footballers at the moment, they're just showing nothing at all. Any time they play Kerry recently, which is only a walkover. But I'm surprised that they didn't bring in an outside man for a couple of years, Tom.
And of course, I forgot to ask you what you meant of Donegal this year. You would have seen quite a bit of them because they were in Kerry early in the year, the very first league game.
Yeah, well, I was very impressed by Donegal, Tom. I thought that they played some lovely football and some very strong football, but I didn't think that they had the forwards at the end of the day. You were missing a couple of great forwards at the end of the day, and I didn't think that you had the men that could get the scores to win it. But I thought they played very well now.
Yeah. So looking forward to next year, Dublin, obviously the team to beat still.
Looking forward to next year, Tommy, and Dublin, the team to beat. There's no doubt at all about that. And when you talk about Dublin, you must remember also they're after winning. It's 5 or 6 national leagues they're after winning. I mean, I don't know how they keep going. To win 5 national leagues and to win 4 All-Irelands and to win 12 or 13 Leinster Championships, it's an amazing feat how they keep going, Tom. And if they win next year and win, make it to 5 in a row, I'd be the first to say that they were the greatest football team I have ever seen.
Yeah, and you've seen quite a few. Obviously, it's very hard to compare teams, though, with teams of the past.
Oh, it's impossible, Tom, because rules change, the football changes, the length of the field changes, everything changes over the decades. You can't compare them, but you have to compare them. That's what makes the game the way it is. And we are comparing this Dublin team with the past great Kerry team of Mick O'Dwyer. And of course, he had Bomber Liston, and Bomber Liston and Kieran Donaghy were the two best full forwards I have ever seen playing with Kerry. One of them replicated the other. Liston was a great passer of the ball, and Donny was also a great passer of the ball, and they brought Kerry to new heights when they came in. But it's going to be very, very interesting to see how they're going to sort out this new Kerry team with all the young fellas coming in and how they're going to do. It's only time is going to tell.
It's quite a big job, obviously, because when you have such a pool of talent, it's very hard to get the right mix and maybe give fellas enough time and enough of a chance, because obviously if this guy's breathing down their necks, you know, you'll be tempted to move in and bring somebody else in.
Tom, you put your finger at there now. I think it's going to be a huge problem, I tell you the truth, trying to bring in new fillers when there are so many fillers inside, and there might be fillers left outside who are better than the fillers inside when you have so many fillers.
Yeah. So, all in all, looking forward to next year. And tell me, overall, in Kerry, what's the championship shaping up like this year? Who's going to be there about? Dr. Crokes, as you said, probably got a wake-up call, did they?
They got a wake-up call. Gee, they got a big wake-up call last Sunday, I can tell you that. But there's another team here now, East Kerry, where I live. It's a district team where Clifford is playing and his brother. And they rattled up 6 goals and 12 points in a game last Sunday. The scoring is very high down here in Kerry. Whether that's good for backs or good for forwards, I don't know. But the Crokes are favourites again, Tom, to win it out. They have 6 inter-county forwards. They played at some stage for Kerry, and they have about 4 more inter-county forwards to bring on.
And you said Shawnee Walsh playing. That's Shawnee of recent vintage, is it?
Oh, that's Shawnee of recent vintage, yeah. He was the man of the match against the Crokes last Sunday. He got 2 goals and 2 points.
Yeah, brilliant. So, and he's no longer in the senior squad, is he?
No, he's no longer with the seniors. Do you remember he came home from Australia and he was injured?
Yeah.
And they played him too. What happened to him, Tom, was he went to Australia. He was there for 2 or 3 years. He got a bad injury to his hamstring. And he packed it up and came home. And they didn't give him a chance to recover, and they played him, and he never recovered from it. Mm. Now he's back with his club for the last 2 years. He's playing great football, and you never know. You might see him back in again.
Yeah, so all in all, just 2 Kerry men nominated for All-Stars as well.
There is indeed, yeah. Who are the 2 of them again?
David Clifford is one. And that means
Clifford is one anyway.
And Gavin White is the other.
Gavin White came with the Crokes now last week, and he was absolutely brilliant. Very fast footballer, very good young fella. You'll see a lot of him. He's one of the young fellas now we're talking about, one of the freshmen that's coming through, Tom. And Clifford is nominated. You know what? You would never know him. I don't know. He might sneak in an All-Star. I wouldn't rule him out at all. Or he could get young footballer of the year. But he's a lovely lad. I know him well. I've met him a few times. He's head in the right place. And definitely, Tom, he is something special. He's the best minor footballer I have ever seen coming out of this county.
Anyway, Brian Fenton is in for the Player of the Year. So too is Kieran Kilkenny and Jack McCafferty. Who's your pick of those three?
Fenton will be definitely my pick, because he's the most consistent. He's unbeaten playing with any Dublin team. Every day he goes out, he subscribes the very same to Dublin victory. I've been watching him closely now, and he subscribes the very same. He's a brilliant footballer, great fielder, great mover, always chips in with 2 or 3 points, and he's always linking up correctly. Lovely footballer, Fenton.
And of course, David Clifford is nominated for Young Player of the Year as well, along with Brian Howard and Michael McKernan from Tyrone.
He is, yeah. Well, that's the one that could go anywhere, because the 3 of them, they're 3 very good footballers, Tom. Any one of those could get it. I'd like to see Clifford getting it all right.
Yeah.
He won't be far away from it. And it was nice to see him getting a game with Donaghy there before Donaghy packed it up.
You say Donaghy was one of the best players, one of the best full forwards ever for Kerry.
Oh, he was. He definitely, himself and Bomberliston were the 2 best I ever saw. And I tell you this, Tom, he was wronged by the selectors. In 2015, he was captain. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he was dropped.
Weechi, look, it's lovely to talk to you. The noise and the music in the background tells me we have gone through our half hour. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again hopefully pretty soon.
Nice talking to you, Tom, and the best of luck to everybody up there in Donegal.
That's the great Weechi Fogarty joining me from his home in Killarney. That's about it from this week. Championship action again this weekend as well. From me, Tom Cormack, from Jimmy Stafford and Sound, and from Weechi Fogarty, Slán agus Bannacht.